This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Country music singer Mindy McCready, who had fled Florida with her young son after a custody battle and against court orders, was found Saturday in Cleburne County. Cleburne County Sheriff Marty Moss said authorities located McCready after receiving a report of possible occupants in a summer home that was supposed to be unoccupied. Moss said officers entered the home and found McCready and her son in a closet. A man, David Wilson, was also in the residence. Moss said neither had permission to be there. Neither was arrested at the time, but the boy Xander was taken into custody by the Arkansas Department of Human Services. Consistent with a Florida judge's order that the boy be returned to that state, the child had been in the custody of his legal guardian, McCready's mother. A Bay, Arkansas man was killed Sunday morning in a one-vehicle accident in Jackson County. State Police Trooper Ronald Laszlo says a 2009 Pontiac driven by 62-year-old Doy Lee Dugan lost control of Highway 67 at the 87-mile marker, colliding with a concrete wall and guardrail, and then overturned. Laszlo said Dugan was alone in the vehicle. He was taken to Harris Hospital in Newport, where he was pronounced dead. Trooper Laszlo said it was raining at the time of the accident. The company that bought the assets of Yarnell's Ice Cream at a bankruptcy auction last week says it plans to gauge the interest of retailers in restocking the company's products. The company halted production in June and declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy in August. Schulze & Birch Biscuit Company is waiting for final approval of its purchase of the Searcy-based company's factory, recipes, and other property. Schulze & Birch CEO Kevin Boyle said the company was attractive because of its reputation. He also says some key employees appear to be prepared to return if the plant restores production. Bull says the company is going to talk with grocers about getting Yarnell's back on the shelves. State police investigated 2 one-vehicle accidents in Stone County over the weekend. Friday afternoon, 62-year-old Bonnie L. Heiss lost control of her 2006 Buick on Highway 14 east of Dugan Stretch, running off the highway. Ms. Heiss was taken by ambulance to the White River Medical Center. Trooper Michael Woodward said the accident was caused by Ms. Heiss failing to maintain control. The same citation was issued Saturday morning when a Ford truck driven by 21-year-old Robert B. Leslie left the roadway after Leslie lost control on Highway 5 south of Mountain View. Trooper Woodward said Leslie was taken to the Stone County Medical Center by ambulance. And a Baxter County District Court judge has given a former Berryville school bus driver the option of performing community service instead of doing jail time for a 2010 crash that injured 11 passengers. Judge Van Gerhardt on Friday found Warren Rainwater guilty of driving while intoxicated and other charges and sentenced him to 10 days in jail. Rainwater was accused of being under the influence of prescription medication when he crashed the bus near Piatt on October the 1st. 9 students and 2 teachers were injured when the bus left U.S. 62, rolled down a ravine, and landed on its side.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.